what is or what should be NATO's reaction to the situation in Ukraine?
We are pursuing a threefold response. Firstly, our core task is to provide effective defense and protection of our allies. And that's why we have enhanced our collective defense, including enhanced air policing in the three Baltic states, deployment of naval vessels to the Baltic Sea as well as the Black Sea, more exercises in Poland and the Baltic states, for example. And at the summit, we will take further steps to improve our ability to react swiftly if needed. So that's the first track to reinforce our collective defense. Second track is to enhance our cooperation with Ukraine. We will meet with the Ukrainian president at the summit and take decisions as to how we can step up our cooperation with Ukraine, including helping Ukraine to modernize and reform their defense and security sector and make their armed forces more capable. And the third track is our relationship with Russia. We have decided already in April to suspend all practical cooperation with Russia. And as long as Russia doesn't comply with the fundamental principles of the basic documents creating the framework for NATO-Russia cooperation, as long as they don't comply with those fundamental principles, there can't be business as usual. We will keep the channel for diplomatic and political dialogue open through the NATO-Russia Council, but all practical cooperation will remain suspended.
Would you agree that Iceland's geopolitical importance has increased in light of the threat countries face from Russia? And secondly, would you agree that longer air policing deployments to strengthen Iceland's defenses are feasible in that situation?
On the latter, first of all, let me stress, we don't see any imminent threat against Iceland. But we appreciate the peacetime preparedness framework that makes it possible to enhance air policing over Iceland, also at short notice, if needed. In that respect, I also think the annual air meet is important. And that leads me to the first part of your question. I think it's safe to say that Iceland's geopolitical importance is growing, not only because of the new security environment in Europe created by Russia's illegal military actions in Ukraine, but also because of climate change and its impact on the Arctic region and the high north in broader terms. The fact that climate change opens new sea routes and gives easier access to natural resources in the high north will, of course, also increase Iceland's geostrategic importance.
Can NATO play a role in the crisis in Iraq and in northern Iraq especially and in stopping the advances of IS?
I think individual NATO allies can play a role, and as you know, the Iraqi government has requested assistance, military assistance from individual allies, notably the U.S., and I welcome the U.S. operations in Iraq because it is of utmost importance for regional security and also for global security to stop the advance of the so-called Islamic State, which is a bunch of terrorists and terrorists that can constitute a threat not only in the region but also against Europe and North America.
As a NATO official, would you agree that it is kind of worrisome for our partners in NATO, the strong ties that some of the parts of the Icelandic authorities have with Russia and with President Putin? And would you think that it would be important for Iceland to enhance its former strong ties with the United States, given the change in the geopolitical map, so to speak?
These are national decisions, and to my knowledge, Iceland has kept very strong ties with the United States, and Iceland remains a strongly committed ally within NATO. So I have no concerns whatsoever as regards Iceland's strong commitment to the transatlantic relationship.
I think we have time for one more question before we have to leave for the next event.
Are you at all concerned that Russia's appetite for land hasn't been satisfied, and perhaps that the next time they are looking for new adventures, they look to the Baltic states?
First of all, I think the best security guarantee that the Baltic states have got is their membership of NATO. I think the leaders in the Kremlin are very well aware that any attempt to test our determination to defend and protect our allies would provoke a very firm response from our side. The NATO Article 5, our collective defense, is unshakable, and we will take all measures necessary to provide effective defense and protection of any ally if they were to be threatened. And I think Russia is aware of that. So the mere existence of NATO represents a convincing deterrence that would prevent the Russians or others from even thinking about attacking a NATO ally. But having said that, I am concerned that the Russian ambition, or Putin's ambition, goes beyond Ukraine. We have seen the illegal annexation of Crimea. We have seen a strong Russian hand in the destabilization of eastern Ukraine.